everyone. Welcome to Talking Tech. I'm Stephen Jolly, and on the line is David Woodbridge, adaptive technology consultant with Vision Australia. How's it going up there on the New South Wales Central Coast, David?
Extremely well today.
Now, David, CSUN is a big event. Before we talk about the specific products, just tell us about this event that takes place in America.
Well, CSUN took place last week, and it actually ended over the weekend, as I mentioned in the last radio show. And it's basically a huge international conference, particularly for us blind and low vision folks. And lots of people come from around the world. They have seminars, they have workshops, they have meetings, they have all sorts of lovely things, all about technology, hardware, software, the internet, operating systems, application interfaces, how the web works, all that sort of fantastic stuff. So it's a great way of actually learning what's available. But what's also handy is that lots and lots of people then produce little audio demos, or they produce a blog site with all the stuff that, you know, some people have shared their links to, that they've gone to and said, you know, this is a great piece of information or a website or an article to follow up. So we're not left out. I just wish, though, that, you know, in this day and age, there'd be some way of maybe even paying for some sort of streaming service, so that even though you couldn't attend, you could, say, pay for, you know, attending conferences virtually via some sort of streaming system. So hopefully as the years go on, we might be able to actually have some sort of streaming system as well for people that can't physically attend the conference.
So the event would then be genuinely taken beyond the venue, which is what technology does permit us to do these days.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Yep.
Two people, Blind Bargains and also Serotalk, have done audio demos. Tell us about what they've done and about these demos.
Blind Bargains, of course, which is www.blindbargains.com, and Serotalk, which is actually Serotech, who makes system access and so on, that's www.serotalk.com. They've actually wandered around the exhibition floor at CSUN and actually conducted lots and lots of interviews. Now, as of the recording of this radio program, I've only seen a couple from Blind Bargains. I've actually seen four special podcasts from Serotalk that actually have probably about 25 to 30 interviews across those four different podcasts. And you almost feel like you're there, and particularly with the one with Serotalk, because it's Ricky and Joe just going around the floor and having a chat with all the different vendors. And like I said, it really does feel like you're there. And if you wanted to follow these podcasts, rather than actually having to log on to the website, if you have your favorite podcast catcher, the one that I tend to use a lot of the time, both on my Mac and my iOS device, my iPhone, is one called Downcast. And in Downcast, you could add a podcast and definitely search for either Blind Bargains or Serotalk, and you'll be able to subscribe for when they produce these fantastic audio demos, and indeed all their other demos that Blind Bargains and Serotalk produce as well. Serotalk actually produces a range of podcasts, and they also produce a radio program on adaptive technology once a month. And that's a really great way of also keeping up to date with what's happening in the world of adaptive technology as well.
Once you subscribe to these, they'll always turn up when you refresh your feeds.
They do indeed. And in fact, I've got my Downcast set that it knows when I usually check for updates. So every now and again, I get a little notification on my iPhone saying, Downcast has updated your podcast. You have three available for new, you have three available that are ready for streaming. It's lovely.
Terrific. So the key ones there to think about, Blind Bargains and Serotalk, they're the ones with the audio demos of products and a discussion from CSUN.
Yes, and of course, these are all in our show notes. So if you go to http://davidwoodbridge, or one word, .blogspot.com, I'll have the links for Serotalk, Blind Bargains, and all the other stuff, of course, talk about in the radio program.
davidwoodbridge.blogspot.com. David, some products jumped out at you?
They did. Now, in my trawling of the Blind Bargains audio demos and the Ceratalk 4 demos, one that really caught my attention was from LS&S, and that was called Gender. And Gender is actually a talking calendar that you can record your own reminders into, and you can stick it on the fridge to, of course, you know, press a button and see if you've got any appointments or reminders for today. The only thing I know about it is that apparently it's $45 US. Hopefully, we'll be able to get it in Australia, and I'm definitely passing that information on to our equipment solutions team, because it's been one thing that we've been looking for a long time, and that's a talking, simple agenda, if you like, device that you can just stick on your fridge and double check things if you wish to. So I'm really looking forward to that one. The other one that sort of definitely absolutely jumped out at me was this thing called eBot, which is E-B-O-T. And there's three versions of it. There's eBot, eBot Advanced, and eBot Pro. But what it is wireless video magnification and optical character recognition in the case of the Advanced and the Pro versions, all done wirelessly to either your tablet device. So at the moment they're working on iPads. They'll have support for Android. And you can also use it on your Mac or Windows PC via USB as well. And you can also plug it into a HDMI monitor or television set. So this thing has amazingly amounts of flexibility, and it does near viewing and distance viewing. And like I said, it does optical character recognition. But the fantastic thing that I love about it is that if you've got a tablet, you can use it on your tablet. So you can actually use your gestures through the app on your iPad, for example, control the camera for near viewing, distance viewing, or OCR stuff as well. The price they mentioned on one of the audio demos was starting at about, I believe it was about $2,900. It's definitely portable, and I believe the eBot, the standard version, is going to be out in April. So I'm really looking forward to that, to putting through its paces at Equipment Solutions.
That'll be very popular at Vision Australia's Texpo later in the year, won't it?
Oh, I can guarantee that one.
What else have you seen?
The other one that probably sounds a little bit dry, it's actually a sort of a graphics user interface, a software to make SharePoint, which is the thing you use in a workplace for sharing documents and information. It's supposed to make that a lot easier to access. And that's from a company called Discovery Technologies. And it just sounded interesting that it simplifies the way that you interact with SharePoint, as I said, to share documents, to collaborate on documents and that sort of thing. So it looks really interesting. And again, I've passed that on to our folks in at Vision Australia, maybe to even have a look at that as well. And another product, which again comes from HIMSS, so eBot was from HIMSS. The other one that came from HIMSS was actually called Blaze EZ. And it's a basically, for want of a better word, a souped-up Daisy player that does optical character recognition. So if you can imagine a Daisy player like the VictorStream or the PlexTalk Pocket or the previous HIMSS product, the BookSense, with a camera, and you can literally take a picture of, say, a menu and have it read out to you. They said that the product won't be available until summer in the US, which I'm assuming means winter our time. And it's just like a normal Daisy player. So it does have internet radio. It does have a Daisy player. You can record into it. You can play music. But I thought the fact about the OCR capability was extremely interesting. The demo that they had for Blind Bargains, it was a prototype, so it's even pre-beta, but it looks very, very promising indeed.
Does that mean that you could show it a menu and it would be able to make judgments about the way the stuff's presented on the menu to build a Daisy structure? So you could go to the, you know, to the appetizers, the entrees, the main courses, etc.?
No. Not much, do you? No, it's just But mind you, that's a possibility. They were very careful about not to say what it will do and what it won't do. Right. They just said it'll read the OCR format, and that's where they left it. So, but who knows? I mean, this was a prototype.
Yeah. I'm asking that because of the Daisy, and I'm sure people listening might be thinking, I wonder whether it could do that. Because I would have been if I was listening.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, they actually said anybody who's interested in finding out about it can definitely email HIMS Incorporated and find out more about it.
Yeah, very, very interesting one, certainly. Mm. Now, I understand that Eloquence is now available on Android devices.
Yes, now this is not quite available yet. It's going to be produced by the Code Factory, and it will work with other screen readers on Android. So, for example, TalkBack. And I'm a real Eloquence lover. I mean, I use Eloquence withdrawals all the time. I love Eloquence as a synthesizer. It's very snappy.
Yeah, we should just explain to people that Eloquence is a speech synthesizer, and it's been around for quite a number of years. But even though it sounds to the new person a little bit ugly with its metallic voice, it's actually very good, isn't it?
Indeed, yep. So it's very straightforward. So it's, as you just said, it's a software synthesizer that you can use with various products, and of course at Vision Australia we tend to use it with drawers. But the fact it's available on Android is extremely exciting, so I'll be looking forward to that when I get my Nexus tablet soon to have a bit of a play with hopefully Android and TalkBack.
You got some Apple news.
I do. Now, the iPad 2 is no longer. It's actually vanished into the big bin in the sky. That's now replaced by the iPad with Retina, which used to be called the iPad 4. So we now have the iPad 4 and the iPad Air as full-size iPads. And then the other smaller ones, of course, we still have the original iPad Mini Standard and the iPad Mini with Retina. So what they've really done now is they're slowly getting rid of all the old 30-pin connectors that we used to have. We've now got those small little lightning connectors. The 4S, the iPhone 4S, still has the 30-pin, but I'm assuming that's going to go very shortly. Mm. And, of course, the other Apple news was the fact that we've released the iPhone 5C 8-gigabyte version. So we now have an 8-gig version and the 16-gig version, etc. Now, the 8-gig version unlock is about $679. So it's still fairly pricey. I'm not convinced that an 8-gigabyte phone is big enough, but then again, I love having my movies, my TV shows, my music, and all my apps that I'd love to use, plus all audio books, all on my iPhone.
Yeah, and there are some people that just want to use it as a phone and for quick things like the weather, etc., and they don't want to use it as their iPad or whatever.
That's right. And look, the fact that it's got Siri built into it, you've got all the standard stuff. I mean, it is iOS 7.1, so you've got all the great low vision options. You've got all the voiceover options. You can use Braille with it. It's got Siri. So, yes, if you wanted to use it as a phone and keep calendar appointments and use Siri and send messages, absolutely fantastic.
Terrific. David Woodbridge, Adaptive Technology Consultant with Vision Australia. Good to talk, David. We'll catch up again next week. This has been Talking Tech. I'm Stephen Jolly.